Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Kids edition of Breakfast of Champions, Kids of the Kingdom. And once again, we want to thank everyone for taking time out to tune in to this morning's broadcast. I'm your special guest host, Ambassador Bradley Young, and we're very excited this morning because we want to begin to start a new series. We started it yesterday with the adult broadcast regarding the culture, the kingdom character, the concepts of kingdom character. We also had to teach our children about the concepts of kingdom character. Amen. I see my buddy Pete's here this morning. A lot of kids are making their way in. Well, how you doing, Pete?
Hey, Mr. Brad.
All right, what's going on? So right now, before we get started, we're going to begin to, first we're going to acknowledge the greatest one, the greatest person on this earth that lives in every believer, and that's the Holy Spirit. We're going to begin to acknowledge our Father. The Bible tells us the greatest He is in me than He that is in this world. Amen. All right, Father, we thank You, Lord, and we praise You. We give You all the honor, and we give You all the glory, and we thank You for this is the day You have made. Yes, we're all rejoicing, and we're all glad to be part of it, Lord. We thank You, Father God, for Your Spirit that empowers us and empowers every believer to have the ability to move and live and have their being, Lord, the ability to live like You, God, on this earth as You set the example. You set the pace for us to live as citizens of Your kingdom, Lord. And we thank You, Father, that You were such an example. You didn't just did You show us that it's not just about us getting the revelation, just about us teaching, but it's also about us demonstrating a certain culture, a lifestyle that You lived on this earth. And we thank You, Father. I pray right now for all the children that are listening, even the adults, that they will continue to be filled with more spiritual revelation and spiritual knowledge and spiritual understanding and spiritual wisdom of the perfect will for their life, and it's to be just like You, Lord, to reconcile man back to God and teach them the lifestyle as well as an example. Amen. And we thank You even for those who need healing this morning. We thank You right now, and we praise You in advance, Lord, that everyone that's listening and need healing this morning, they will be healed. Everyone that needs to be delivered this morning, they will be delivered. Everyone that needs You, Lord, they will accept You as Lord, Savior, Master, and King of their life. And we thank You, Father, and we praise You. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Once again, we want to thank everyone for tuning in to our Breakfast of Champions edition of our church. Kids is Breakfast of Champions edition of Breakfast of Champions. Yesterday we started talking about, the Lord began to share, I mean, even that there's certain things we got to teach our children. And we always like to go to that verse in Deuteronomy chapter 6. The Lord began to share us that the purpose of everything the Lord has taught us is for the purpose of us walking in His character. Amen. The purpose of even teaching us the Ten Commandments, as He taught the children of Israel, He was teaching when He said, "Thou shalt not do this." In other words, He was saying, you must begin to have this character. Amen. That's why He said, if you obey My voice and keep My covenant, He said, then you shall be a kingdom of priests. Amen. Meaning, He said, if you obey His voice, He said, when you obey God's voice and keep His covenant, then you will continue in His character. Amen. So we're going to do a couple of verses. I know we're not going to be that long because I know the broadcast is only like, it's not like the 2-hour or 3-hour broadcast that we have for the adults. So we're going to quickly go to some verses right now. Amen. That's to point out the purpose, because I had some other things I wanted to share, but I guess we'll have to share that on, let me see, let me get y'all to write some things. I just want to point some things out before we get started. Let me try to find it. Mm-hmm. Well, they got to find his bifocals. I want us to write down some things. Regarding character. Yeah.
so. Find it right now. Speak on each other. Hey, man, let me get to this. I got work to do. And so, once again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in this morning, taking time out. Well, I know it's a Saturday morning, and you know, the kids will be watching TV, but I encourage you right now to have your children begin to. To understand there's a certain way we're supposed to act in this world as believers. We don't act as the world acts. But see, children have to be taught. I have a lot of things going on about the children, and I see the children and getting a lot of things. People are putting things on them, but they don't want to put the truth on them. There's responsibility to teach them something and then show them with your example. One thing Jesus did, he was an example. He didn't just teach, say things to us. He showed us by example. Amen. All right, here we go. I'm dropping stuff, but that's okay. I was talking about the key to concept living. One thing I want everybody to write down on top of their page, it says, we manifest character when self-sacrifice for the sake of our principles becomes more important to us than compromise for the sake of popularity. I'll say it again. We manifest character when self-sacrifice for the sake of our principles. What principles? Our kingdom principles becomes more important to us than compromise for the sake of popularity. Amen. A lot of times that because one of the areas that we look at regarding our character, amen. So, is that we a lot of us are caught up in the world system. A lot of us, we got to keep our teach our children not to follow after images. Nothing wrong with having a favorite singer, or a favorite athlete, or a favorite actor, but you're not supposed to worship them, amen. Supposed to, because you don't really know who they are. A person might look good on the outside, they might look like they're, because they're making money and they're looking successful. Anybody think they're looking successful financially. All the while, their character is not intact with God's kingdom, and they don't have that godly character. So I'm going to give the definition right now of character. The English word character comes from a Latin word meaning mark, or distinctive quality. As we have seen, our character is what marks. And it defines and identifies us. So our character marks us and it identifies us. That's why children have to understand, even when you want to think what the Bible tells us to be, do not hang about what bad company does. If bad company will corrupt your manners. So if you associate with people that lack character, what happens is that's why we have to teach our children that we're all leaders. All of us are leaders. Every single last one of us are leaders. Some of us are set leaders that God has ordained to teach like your pastor, your apostle, your evangelist, teacher. They're ordained to teach you character. But as they teach you character, they must also live it as well. Amen. So it says that it identifies us. And one of the things we want to talk about, we all have to learn how to do a personal self-evaluation. Even children, we say, well, children won't be able to do it. Yes, your children can sit back and watch certain things, and you see kids of the day that are doing things that, a lot of us didn't do when we were kids. A lot of things that they're being taught. But these same kids can also learn how to live the right way as well. So we're designed to live under God's authority, under God's design as his citizens, even though when Satan caused Adam and Eve to disobey him, obey God. Man, God did not change his plan for mankind to still be like him. That's why he sent Jesus to give us back what we lost.
Amen. So let me get finished. Let me finish writing this stuff down. So with Latin word, it means the Latin word for character is mark or distinctive quality. Amen. So we got to find out what distinctive qualities identify us. Is it a positive or negative? Are we known as having character? Are we good known as having a positive? Are we identified as being a positive person or a negative person? You have negative people that always want to start problems and start trouble. You know, you might have friends in school that does it. They're known for always starting problems, always starting trouble, always getting in trouble. Those are the kids that you don't hang around, because what happens is you end up being the same way. We have to teach our children today. And God is not only that you as children are learning how to live with character, God has also ordained you. I know some of it might be hard for you to believe, and some parents might not want to believe, but when you receive revelation and you receive the truth, then God will use you to teach your own friends that, like, when it's something that they're doing wrong, you're supposed to tell them they're doing wrong. A real friend will always tell a friend when he's wrong. Amen. Now, genuine character concludes, write this one down, it is fixed or set. Genuine character is always fixed or set. That's number one. Number two is genuine character is also predictable. And number three is they're stable. Now, let's turn to a Bible verse right now. To point it out, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. See, in the broadcast, when I teach, I like to teach this not just the children, but I want to teach the adults. That's why it's important for the adults to be sitting with their children as they're listening to the broadcast, so they can make it explain to the children what I'm talking about. And they're like, what does he mean by that? So you parents have a job as well. And then, because they hear the teaching, but after the teaching is over with, now they want to see it, or some things you might have to explain to them. Bible says, matter of fact, it says it in the Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, and verse 5 says, examine yourselves whether, turn the page, you be in the faith. Examine yourself, evaluate yourself. See, we all have to do a self-evaluation every day. Now, the thing about children is them learning to see if they're right in the faith. When you're examining yourself, you say, "Am I?" Because a lot of times, because I'm gonna tell you something. Even as kids, I remember when I was a kid, and, you know, we would do things that weren't right, or we would do things. You would feel a kid would feel bad. And the kids know. Even a baby knows when they're doing something wrong. Because you ever notice how a baby look at you before they do something? Because they're waiting for you to tell them it's wrong. But if you don't tell them it's wrong, then they'll do it. Like you say, don't touch that, don't do it. You know, when you little kids are playing with you. They'll go, when they start learning how to walk, you know, when they twist, when they stop crawling, they get up and start walking, they begin to go pick something up, and you looking at them, and they looking at you for you to tell them not to do it. But they know it's wrong. And as children, the ages you are now, you know something's not right. But even when you do something, you're being corrected by your parents' children. Your job is to be not to, okay, I won't do it no more. You begin to ask the Lord to help you. This is why it's important that you must seek the kingdom of God. What does that seeking the kingdom of God mean? What does it mean? Pete, what does it mean, Pete?
It's seeking God's royal rule and reign and the act of him ruling in our lives daily.
See, you're seeking God's rulership over your life. When you seek God's kingdom, God is showing you how to do the right thing. That's how we examine ourselves. We examine ourselves based on the word of God. And Joshua said, God told Joshua, he said, to meditate on his word. He said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. I mean, the word of God should stay in his mouth. And then he said, and now he should meditate on it day and night. I mean, he should study it day and night and observe, another word, observe or to know or to understand how to live according to the book of the law, according to your Bible. That's what God pointed out. And Jesus himself, when he taught the Beatitudes, when he taught when he's teaching us the culture of the kingdom, we all did it on this broadcast. We went over, we read it,
several times. I always encourage you, and parents, get together with your children and read Matthew chapter 5 through 7. Jesus is teaching the culture right there. He's teaching also kingdom character. Amen. So you have to learn. Only way you can learn how to live the character of God is you have to go back and read the word of God. And that's how you examine yourself. And if you make mistakes, you don't get upset. What you do is you make it right. He said, then the next part of the sentence says, prove yourselves. He said, prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves? How that Jesus Christ is in you? Except you be a reprobate, as a person that is disqualified from the kingdom of God. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Jesus said that many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, Lord. And he said he will say that he don't know you. Jesus, meaning that when you, even if you might have the Spirit in you, if you don't surrender to the Holy Spirit, that means God does not have a relationship with you. Meaning that when God does not know you, because a lot of times we still are holding on to the world system. We want to continue to be like the world. We're trying to be like our favorite rapper, our favorite athlete. Nothing wrong wanting to be nothing wrong with singing or being an entertainer, but you're not an entertainer. Even when you're singing, you're well known throughout the world as a gospel singer. You also must have the character of God. You never become an entertainer, because everything you do with God as God's children is lifestyle. You're not putting on a mask. So he said, examine yourself to see if you're in the faith. Test yourself. Don't you know yourself? Don't you know that Christ lives in you? Amen. Now, most people, I don't know if you kids are hearing about, but I believe that one of the very important, familiar sayings that is always being said today, and even when I was a kid, I would watch, because I would watch wrestling, you know, as a kid, and as an adult as well. I don't watch it anymore. But one of the things, they had a character on Worldwide Wrestling, his name was, at that time, his name is actually Ted DiBiase, but he would call himself the Million Dollar Man. He would come down with his Million Dollar belt, and he would have his Million Dollar suit on. And one of the things he would always point out, this is one thing that talks about fixing their character, and people, he would say stuff like, every man has his own price. So I said, a lot of people, some people from my generation are familiar with that. But it said, this idea implies that every person has a point at which he will compromise his moral standards to gain something else that is a higher priority to them. And some of the usual candidates that we will bite the bait for is money and fame and power. But we want to be leaders of character, we have to stop accepting this notion. And when should we start accepting this notion? Right now. Person that gives you money. Go, I'll give you this money. If you go sell this drug for me, you give this drug to a friend of mine, a lot of you kids might get tempted like that. And they can't say regarding what neighborhood you live in there, because they do it in every neighborhood. There's drug transaction in every neighborhood, not just the inner city, but they're also in the suburban city too. We have drug dealers that go to a child. They know a child won't get in trouble that much in a child. Sometimes children are more loyal, even when it's doing evil. And they'll tell you, I'll give you a certain amount of money, because a lot of times we get caught up in the drug dealer. And we think the person is driving in a fancy car and he got fancy clothes. And it means that he has character, like I said before, the way you dress. Money and fame does not mean you have character. Character comes from the inside. Amen. So you don't bite the bait of compromise. When you bite the bait of compromise, you're committing the same treason that Adam and Eve did. The moment you disobey God, you're acting out of character. Amen. So we must begin to give it up. I want you to write this down now. So some of the kids are here, they're present, they can see what's on the board. But write this down now. It says, there's no price for a leader of character. We're, all of us are leaders of character. Another word for Jesus' disciples is rulers in training. Rulers in training. Write that down. A disciple is a ruler in training. You're constantly being trained. Jesus trained his disciples. And then his disciples begin to change the other followers of Christ. So they write this down. So there's no price for a leader of character that will cause him to compromise his standards. I repeat again. There is no price for a leader of character that will cause him to compromise his standards. Now I'll give you an example. The first quality of character may be illustrated by elements. The quality is to be unchanging or absolute. Let's give an example. We all, when we y'all were kids, they all start out being y'all and starting and getting Nelly doing it in the daycare, which is a good thing. Teaching your kids the ABCs. That the first thing you're taught, and you're taught your 1, 2, 3s. But notice that each letter is also called a character in reference to being a mark. I said, remember I said earlier how character is, another word for character is mark. Right? So the letters of the alphabet are mark. Each one is different and has a mark. For instance, the letter A is always will be A. It will never change. It will never be C. It will never be D. It will never be A. The letter A will always be the letter A. The letter A cannot be a letter B. The same property is true for all the other letters of the alphabet. And the meanings of the individual letters do not change if they were not set. See, the system of using the letters is to communicate meaning among people who share a common language. And if it was taught that, it would fail. It would lead to mass confusion. So you would say the letter A, and you look at the letter B. That's why one of the things I point out is even we, a lot of times, I like the song. I love the ABC song. But sometimes we get teach our children the song where they know the song, but they can't sit there and just say it without singing it. You know, say A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Teach them how to say it first and then teach them the song. To teach them a letter. That what letter is that? That's letter A. A will never change. The same thing with number. Number one will never change. Because it's set order. God, the Bible said that God so loved the world, he loved the system that he put in place. Although Satan came to corrupt the system, but then we had to send Jesus to save us from the corruption that Satan corrupted the system with. So we can save others from the same corruption. And that's your assignment now, is to change others from the corruption that is in this world. Amen. Like I said, the other thing, like the numbers are the same. Same thing regarding numbers. Amen. Let's go to a few verses right now, because I see we don't have too much time. I think we'll be out around quarter of. So we're going to go to a couple of Bible verses now. This probably is going to end up being a series, because I believe that God wants to really want us to understand what character is all about. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs is usually the book of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You all know that wisdom is applied knowledge. Once you get wisdom from God, then you must begin to apply it. Once you get knowledge from God, you have to apply the knowledge. When you apply the knowledge, that's when the application of wisdom will become developed in you. Before we close out, probably have to give some verses down for your parents to read with your children. Don't have to run out of time. Proverbs chapter 6. And we're going to go to we start at verse 16. And it says, these six things do the Lord hate. Yes, the Lord does hate something. The Lord hates something. Yes, he does. And yet seven are an abomination unto him. Number one is a proud look. The enemy of character is compromised, but also the enemy of character is pride and arrogance. The Bible says that arrogance and pride are also an abomination. Arrogance is an abomination to God. If you have arrogance, you cannot be teachable. If you have pride, you cannot be teachable. And what happens is you develop a stubbornness that nobody can tell you anything. That's also a trick of the enemy. One of the things one of the things you must teach our children, when you give them advice and they grow up being adults saying the same thing, they'll say, I know. And then you're like, if you did, if you knew you wouldn't, why did you do that? So we got to get out the habit of saying when the person gives us advice, even if you might know it, just accept to say thank you. Yeah. He also hates a lying tongue, a person that lies all the time. That's part of the, see, we understand that's why it was important for us when we taught on, did a teaching months ago, I believe we need to do it again on the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments, God was also was teaching character in the Ten Commandments that we read a couple of months ago. So also go over that stuff. Jesus was, when he was teaching in Matthew chapter 5, he was actually teaching the commandments, but he was saying, he even changed a few. He said the most important ones are that you love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might, and then he turned around and said, and love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Let me keep on reading. And he says, and hands that shed innocent blood. Any blood that shed, any innocent blood, like a baby, or even a person that goes around killing person, he said, shed innocent blood. And then he said, and heart that devises wicked imaginations, people that plan to do wickedness from the imaginations of their heart. The Bible says that, he said that we must begin to pull down imaginations. Imaginations come from the enemy of the flesh. Imaginations will have you do things that's not of God. They have you do things out of character that's not fitting for the kingdom of God. So it's wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift and running to mischief, like people that plan to do evil things. They'll say, come on, Pete, let's go to the store. Pete, see, we ain't got no money. We don't need no money. I mean, it was a show called, a movie called The Boys in the Hood. I remember the boy said, his friend, let's go to the store. And his brother said, you ain't got no money. He said, we don't need no money. And then later on, you saw him and his friend, his brother wasn't with him, but you saw him and his friend being locked up by the police. That means they didn't have any money, so what happened, they went to the store and they stole from the store. That's why you shouldn't go and do not, if you don't have any money, see, even as a baby, now when a baby goes to the store, you got to stop them from touching stuff. When they get, the thing is okay to touch stuff in the store and pick stuff up, you got to stop them right then and there, because it's stealing. Anything that doesn't belong to you, and you take it, you're stealing it. Amen. And you're planning, and it's also called premeditation, because you're planning to do evil. You're planning, it's like when people do commit other crimes. People rob stores, rob banks, rob people. Amen. The other one is a false witness lying on other people that speak of lies. And he that sowed discord among the brethren, the person that tries to bring discord, like in a family, let's get a family thing, because the church is basically a family. And it'll bring evil, they'll come and bring evil and bring start things that will poison other people of the family. You might have that person, it's called a troublemaker. And it causes problems within the family. It's like in the, even in the family of God. It's, hey, I don't like Mr. Brown. And then I say, well, I don't like Mr. Brown. And they go on and on and on and on. I'm going to read a little bit further. This says verse, I'm going to read, I like verse 20. Verse 20 says, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy neck, thy heart, and tie them about thy neck like a necklace. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandments is a lamp, and the law is light, and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Amen. So you must understand, you must begin to obey every word of God. We did a lot of, we did a teaching on that. Amen. Let's go to another verse we always go. We use this verse a lot. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. You got to understand, now we know what the Lord hates. The Lord hates, he's proud. Look, he has a lying tongue. His person that sheds innocent blood. He has a person that lives off the wicked imaginations. And as you begin to study the Word of God and read it more and more, you will see that every person is teaching the same culture, the lifestyle, they're teaching character. The culture of the kingdom is the character of God. Write that down. The culture of the kingdom is the character of God. That's the purpose, God. So God wanted to fill the earth. God wanted to fill the earth with his kingdom, cultural community. That was his plan with Adam. He said, "What he said that be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth." Fill the earth with what? Colonize the earth. We talked about that before. Fill the whole earth with his kingdom, cultural community, with the culture of the kingdom. Holy Spirit is a sophisticated spirit. Amen. It's not a ghetto spirit. It breaks that ghetto out of us. Amen. For those who weren't born again, you got some babies that were born at the pew. The baby, and they came out speaking in baby tongues, and they were born again. I ain't talking about you, but sometimes you too have to learn it as well. But that's the first thing they're supposed to teach you. You become born again is now how to live the lifestyle as a believer. You don't just get born again for the sake of being born again, telling everybody you're born again, and then you're not taught how to live born again. That's why it's called the new birth. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "What is I beseech you therefore, brethren?" I mean, he's pleading with his brothers and sisters. He said, "I plead with you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice." You see, we read that earlier, right? You're sacrificing, you're a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable. Holy is God's integrity, his character. Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Your reasonable service is your worship, your lifestyle. I know we got a lot of singers. We have rappers. We have all kinds of musicians in here amongst all the children. I'm here to tell you, your act of worship is your lifestyle. God is not impressed with your gifts. He gave us the gifts. God wants to see how you're going to act outside of playing or singing, outside of how you act in church. Same way in school. You might be one of the kids that don't get in trouble in school. But you follow behind the wrong crowd, eventually you will be exposed. You can't hide. You can only hide for so long. Even in the church, you can only hide for so long. If you don't repent, we all know repentance. We talk that repentance means what? A complete change of thinking. And how you think, a complete change of lifestyle. And like I said, it's something, so you cannot hide. We cannot hide from this. Because eventually you will be exposed. You might get away with stealing now. You might get away with doing other things to people. Treating people mean and evil, but eventually you will be exposed. That's why Jesus said you will know a false prophet or a wolf in sheep clothing. He said you will know them, a wicked person, by their fruit. Meaning that you will one day go through an experience that you will find out how a person is. For the Holy Spirit will always reveal to you. As he revealed to you about yourself as well. And it says, be not conformed to this world. In other words, do not follow after the patterns of this world. See, worldly character is not God's character. Worldly character based things on a person's, how well a person might talk, how well a person might dress, or they appear to be have manners. But if you and the person that watched TV or watched the news, I mean, which I don't watch too much of, and I want to encourage you to watch, is that they'll always end up in something. You'd be like, wait a minute, I thought he was okay because the way he spoke well. Like some of y'all favorite athletes have been in a lot of scandals. Because they speak well, and they do say, even they might do all the charities for children. Then they turn around and you find out they got locked up for drugs or locked up for spouse abuse or they got locked up for something else, meaning they lacked character, meaning they weren't taught character as well. So we have to be taught. See, character is not something that you look at on the outside of a person. Character comes from the inside of a person. God's character comes from the Holy Spirit. So it does not follow the comparisons of this world. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind has to be renewed through the Word of God, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He said that you might prove what is the will of God for. Like that's what Jesus said. He said, only those who do the will of the Father are those who he knows. So that's why it's important for us to understand character and live the character of God. I think I saw that verse. I'm going to go to that verse soon if I don't remember what the verse is at. I believe it's Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs. I believe it's Proverbs 22. Let's go to Proverbs 22. That's the Proverbs. Proverbs is a good book to teach on character. Because the wisdom of God is God's applied knowledge. And once we begin to apply God's knowledge, then wisdom will always come alive in us. The wisdom of God says more than just like this, more than just teach, it's more than just listening and hearing. You have to also apply everything that you were taught to your life. All believers that are born again, it's more than just saying that you're born again. You have to also now, you have to demonstrate the lifestyle. Okay, Proverbs 22, verse 1 says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. See, we said that earlier. We're talking about how your name is, because you said a good name is greater than riches and loving favor rather than silver and gold. You will always be known by your name. Amen. A good name, a person of character, is more better than what they have. As I said before, because a person is a millionaire, billionaire, zillionaire, does not mean that he is a good person. That's why Jesus, when he began to talk to the young ruler said, what shall I do to inherit the kingdom of God? He was very, he had rich, he had all the money, he was very sure he had money, he had power, he had wealth. But then he began to get religious. He knew the law. He said, I know. He said, I follow all the commandments even in my childhood. That's what he told Jesus. And Jesus turned around and said, yeah, what you said was what? Jesus said, okay, begin to tell me. And he told Jesus, now so he always quoted a couple of commandments of Jesus, like some of us do. We like to quote scripture. And Jesus told him. He said, yeah, but it's one thing that you know, is it, but it's one thing, he said, but it's one thing that you lack. And then he told him to sell everything you own and give the rest to the poor. He said, sell some of the stuff and give the rest to the poor. And he couldn't do it, he said, because he had great wealth. But he didn't forget when Jesus said, if you do that, he said, then you will have treasures in heaven. He said, give up everything to follow me. And yeah, some people use that verse for giving an offering, but they use that to get money not the right way, though. So what Jesus was teaching him was to get rid of that ownership. Ownership is a spirit of selfishness and greed. When you think everything that God that you get is yours. But Jesus said, once you get rid of that selfishness in your heart, then you will have my character, and then you will be able to follow me. So it says a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Now, he's not telling you not to have no money. Nothing wrong with having money. But the Bible said the love is the love of money is the root of all evil. Amen. See, it's ownership. In Matthew, shall I encourage you to read Matthew? I believe it's Matthew chapter 6. Jesus began to talk about that ownership. And he said that your heart is where your treasure is. Amen. Like you say, this is my bike, my car, my house, my that, my. No, the Lord, it's the Lord. So I'm saying that this is the Lord's. But when you say the Lord, then the Lord, you get that, I mean, you're giving it to your Lord, your master, your king, responsibility to take care of it. But as long as this, you're saying it's yours, you, as something that he's saying on good, the TV show Good Times, y'all might not know anything about Good Times. But if God should be on there, he would always say, you in trouble. You're in trouble when you walk around with that ownership. We go to Psalms chapter 1. I'm about to close out soon. Open up the line, see if anyone online. Once again, I want to thank everyone for coming out this morning, listening to our Breakfast of Champions, our children's edition of Breakfast of Champions, Kids of the Kingdom. So we make kids champions. We turn them into champions by learning how to live as God's kings and priests. Verse 1 says what? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Do not follow, we said it earlier, do not follow behind evil counsel. Well, saddest thing for a person that's a believer that has the Holy Spirit and have other people, and you got people that will give you wise counsel. But is to take counsel from a person that's ungodly.
I'm gonna be real with you. I know some of those might not like what I'll say right now. But some people in the church are ungodly. That's why you gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Amen. So you gotta begin to understand that's why character is very important. That's why parents, you have to begin that walk in that character. God and kids, your children can come to you for wise counsel. Amen. You should always be able to, the child should always be able to come to you in wise counsel, but you also must show an example of wise counsel. There's a no standing in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So in other words, you don't take advice and you don't associate with those that are ungodly. But then he said, but his delight, his joy, what is their delight? Is in the law of the law of the Lord. And that's your Bible, that's your constitution. And in his law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You see that? You study the word of God, meditate in the word of God day and night. He said, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper. We walk in the character of God. See, when one thing about we learn as citizens of God's kingdom is that we walk under an open heaven. When you're obedient, you walk under an open heaven. All the blessings of God, well, the Bible says that all these blessings will come upon you if you hearken unto the word of God. If you listen, meaning if you listen and obey the words of God. Then he said the ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, and stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. You see that? The God only knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen, amen, amen. Now I'm going to give you a couple of Bible verses, and then we're going to open the lines. We're going to close out. We'll finish this up next Saturday. And I know y'all got a lot of plans today. Y'all got your holiday shopping, and you know, want to do some things. Well, I'm going to give you a verse, second, write this down and read it in your own time. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 14. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 to 24. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 to 24. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 13. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 and 5. There's a lot of verses. I know I wasn't having enough time to ever do it. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14 through 16. I believe the last verse is 15 to 16. We're talking about being holy. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. James chapter 4, verse 1 through 8. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14 through 15. A couple more. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 through 7. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 3 to 4. Titus chapter 2, verse 12. Psalms chapter 14, verse 1 through 4. And Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 to 20, I believe it's 26 or 29. Read the whole book, read the whole chapter 1 of Isaiah from 1 to 31, and Philippians chapter 4, verses 8, I believe it's 8 to 12. You can read that on your own time. So now we open up the lines right now, see if anybody's online this morning. We're going to change this tomorrow. Remember, that's Sunday next Saturday. But it's very imperative that we understand God's character. See who's online right now. Good morning. Is anyone online? Anybody got anything they want to share? Questions they want to ask? I appreciate those who are online right now. I'm trying to see if I see anybody. I appreciate those right now that are participating. Always have your children come together with your children and take time out and study with them. Everything that we're learning on this broadcast together. Amen. All right.
Well, I guess we'll close on out then. Amen. So we're going to close on out. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Father, for your children. Your children are the heritage. Your children are not the Generation X, but they're Generation Now. Amen. Not even next, but now. And we thank you, Father God, for setting apart and giving us the vision to begin to start teaching our children the lifestyle of citizens. I thank God for Ambassador Monica Young and people like Sister Adia Jackson that are training the children up every day in the broadcast and even in the ministries. And I thank even you parents right now that are listening, grandparents, our great parents, grandparents, grandfathers, fathers, and uncles and all aunts and nieces, everybody teaching these little children the lifestyle. I thank you, Father God, that even just teaching is not just with words, but is with demonstration. And we thank you, Father, as you continue to cover our children, continue to empower them with your spirit that they can become greater leaders. Amen. Leaders of tomorrow. Amen. Not just as an athletics field, the political field, or the marketing field, or even Hollywood, but that they begin to be an example wherever they go, Lord. Not looking on the outside to be like they're great on the outside, but that they be greater in the inside, Lord. That they don't bite the bait and compromise, but they continue to live an obedient lives as your citizens of your kingdom, as your representatives, as your ambassadors, Father. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you right now that they continue to receive this revelation of the kingdom. We honor you, Lord. We magnify you. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Once again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I was your special guest host, subbing in for Ambassador Monica Young, Brother Bradley Young, and I encourage everyone to join us tomorrow evening for our Kingdom New Birth Radio broadcast. We have a new number now that we use. We call the number now. This is the number we're only going to use Blog Talk for the Saturdays. What we're going to use, I have another number that we say, awesome, turn the page. We have a new number for those who don't know. I post it on Facebook. Join us tomorrow at 6 o'clock evening for our Kingdom New Birth Radio broadcast. I'm trying to give you the number now. All right, since it's new, we have a new number. You're calling at 6 o'clock. I'm learning the number as well. And the number is 712-770-4010. That's a new number for Kingdom New Birth Radio Broadcast. It's 712-770-4010. And we have a conference code. We never had a code before. We got a code now. That code is 359972. 359972. So look forward to hearing you tomorrow, seeing you all tomorrow for our Kingdom New Birth Radio broadcast. And we thank you. We'll see you next Saturday once again for our Kids of the Kingdom broadcast. Amen. And we'd like to always close out by saying this, that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, because Jesus is Lord. So Pete, how do you say it? Kids of the Kingdom rock. Amen, everyone. God bless you all. Have a enjoy the rest of your weekend. Amen. Don't spend too much money, parents. Spend money wisely. Amen. Children, again, remember that everything we do, we are demonstrating the lifestyle of citizens of God's kingdom. Amen. God bless you all. We'll see you next week for Kids of the Kingdom. God bless you.